you know, the people who were interested in art in college, for instance, you know, were those of us who smoked pot out by a temporary trailer, drank beer, we'd go to the ceramics department because it was open all night, and talk about philosophy. And no one else really cared about art. And then even when I got into the museum field after I'd studied art history, contemporary art, art by living artists, was still considered something of an outsider project. People who collected it were very speculative. They were, you know, they were interested because they were interested. And now, contemporary art, for better or worse, I don't want to be the cranky old man who says it was better in my day, but for better or worse, contemporary art is part of a collector's portfolio. It's part of an asset class. So people buy art because they're hoping it will accrue value, not necessarily because they're learning anything from the art.